quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with one third of the Pistol Annies, Ashley Munro. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. And when I got your album, I've looked at it and I've gone, that's an amazing cover, and I was really excited to put it in because I'd heard a lot about you, and I'm a big fan of the Pistol Annies. And then when I put it I tell you what, I just it was such a pleasant surprise. It's almost like your personal style is different to the Pistol Annies, which is great.
It is, yeah.
But it's almost like you've modernized traditional country.
Wow, that's a very big compliment. I don't know what I did. It just, something happened that felt real right. You know, I mean, between me and Vince Gill, you know, the collaboration's bound to be really country. But we're also, you know, I try to keep things a little bit fresh too, and my songwriting style as well. So, you know, we didn't overthink it, but I'm really happy when I get that response because that's a huge compliment.
Well, and the other thing that I love about you as an artist is with all of your work, be it the live shows that you do, the Pistol Annies, your own stuff, there's such a variety there, and it makes it real, and you're very honest in showing who you are and how you feel, because there's some really quite funny tracks on the album and then some amazingly serious ones. So then,
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so it really is such a big variety, and I think that's one of the magical and intriguing things about who you are that really excites
me. I really think that it's important to let that let all sides show in music. I mean, I tend to write sad songs. I always have written sad songs way better, and I have to really focus when I write something funny or up tempo at all. Even it's like it stumps me every time. But you know, the ones that we put on there, you know, 2 weeks late, Rose Wade, Weed Instead of Roses, were all ones that just kept coming up that I just was really proud of, and I. You know, I liked what they said. I liked everything about it. So they felt right on the record, you know, around all the sad, depressing ones as well.
So tell me the Ashley Munro story, because you've come such a long way in your, 20 something years on this planet.
Now,
I was trying to be polite because then now the interview's dated.
Oh, never mind. 21.
So you've come a long way, and the thing is, for someone so young, you've experienced so much in your life, and that that comes out through your music, through your writing, and obviously when you talk to people as well. It's who you are. You're almost a more experienced, evolved being for your age.
Yeah, I've always felt older. Even when I was a little bitty girl, I've always felt older than I was. And I was always very aware of what was going on around me and very aware of people's feelings. So, you know, I probably started collecting information to write songs when I was tiny. But, you know, once my dad passed away when I was 13, and once that happened, it really did. I grew up really, really fast. I became an adult in a way. And to get an outlet out, you know, a healthy outlet for all that pain and all that heaviness, you know, songwriting was, you know, a godsend, literally, because it sure did save my life a lot of times. I do believe that.
And, I mean, for us listening to some of those songs, I mean, you can't deny that there's a massive, massive connection there, and the stories that you tell are just so eloquent and so beautiful, but also so sad at the same time. And I think some of that can only come from that true life experience.
I mean, I've always been able to tell when people mean it when they say, you know, and I tell you, when I'm singing something, like when I sing The Morning After, every time it's like I'm on the edge of tears the whole time. You know, I definitely mean it when I sing.
So how does that work for you as an artist? Because you'd be doing quite a few shows. How does that work for you, reliving those memories night after night after night? That's a bit of an emotional roller coaster, I'd think.
It is kind of an emotional roller coaster, but I like it. It's an outlet every time I sing them, you know. And when I get off stage, I feel a lot lighter than before I went on. It's just like I'm having a therapy session up in front of a crowd.
And you're getting paid for therapy rather than paying someone else for it.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little money.
Fantastic. Now, tell me about because you've had a lot of people that have really jumped on board with your music. I mean, Dolly Parton was one of them that was saying some beautiful things, and rightly so, about you. Vince Gill as well, who also produced the album. I mean, you know, you're keeping some good company over there.
I am, aren't I, golly. The other day I was thinking about that, just kind of crept up on me, you know, that the people that I've gotten to work with and the people that I actually call friends now are, you know, like Vince, that's a hero. That's somebody that I grew up listening to and I wanted to meet and know every one of his songs and, you know, he's country music royalty. So to pull up to his house every day and, you know, record in his house this record and Amy Grant make, you know, finger foods and bring him in, it was like, how is this reality? This is so crazy. But I definitely appreciate it, that's for sure.
Well, he's done a great job on the album, as you have, because I think the artist-producer relationship is, apart from the songwriting, one of the most important relationships in making a fantastic album.
It is. He helped me pick the songs. He's good about it. He actually said he had a quote that somebody had told him, you know, the way to produce a record, you know, somebody that you really believe in, that you like their art, is just to frame the picture, you know. Leave the picture the same, just frame it. That's really what he did, because he knows how to talk to me. He understands my voice because, I mean, sometimes we have similar inflections or whatever in our voice, that vibrato and that high sound when we sing. And he knows how to, you know, to communicate with me, to tell me how to do what he feels like the song needs, or, you know, and I can communicate with him as well. So we work really well together.
So overall, putting the album together like a rose, what was going through your head at the time? Because there's such an eclectic mix there, and by the sounds of it, you would have had almost thousands of songs to choose from.
Yeah, so many songs. My gosh. And the thing is, I've written all kinds of songs. I've written, you know, with a lot of different types of songs. So, you know, I got to get the collection of songs that I always go back to, you know, and that I always have been the proudest of. And then I didn't think a lot, you know, I'm bad about it. I think every artist can be, every human being can be bad at overthinking, but, you know, I didn't think a lot about, oh my gosh, is this too country? Well, now, you know, will this ever get radio play? I didn't think any of those things. I just felt, and it felt completely right. So I just trusted that and figured the rest would work itself out one way or the other.
Well, I think it's turned out like a really wholesome body of work and a really balanced body of work as well that really showcases all those different parts of your musical personality that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think it's absolutely brilliant. The quality of songwriting there is just absolutely amazing. But before we talk about the single that we're going to play, give me some Pistol Annie's gossip.
Pistol Annie's gossip?
How is it? There's three girls touring around doing shows.
Oh my gosh. We're like sisters. We travel. We're messy. Our bus is a mess always because there's clothes and spray tan and false eyelashes and everything everywhere. I don't know. With us, pretty much what you see is what you get. I was just going to say it's three, you know, different strong personalities mixed together. So, makes things entertaining.
So is Blake Shelton the fourth Pistol Andy?
Yeah, he's the original Pistol Andy.
Pistol Andy.
he had to babysit us, or we babysat him, whichever way. I guess he babysat us. We were at his house a couple weeks ago. We were in L.A., and he had to put up with it. But he's getting pretty good at it now. We all hang out a lot.
Well, that's another wonderful musical journey for you, because you get to sing with mates, have a great time, party on stage, and you're working with, Miranda Lambert's fantastic, and the whole vibe of the Pistol Annies is just a real great smack in the face in a great way.
Well, thank you. I'm real proud of that. I'm real proud of our record as well.
Let's jump back and talk about the single that we're actually going to play now. Like a Rose, tell me about that.
Like a Rose is who I wrote. It was Jack Clark and John Randall, and I went over there to his house and said, you know, I played him some of my best ideas that I'd been saving up for him, because I was a nervous wreck, and he said, after every song, he just kind of went, And then he said, well, tell me about you. So I told him, you know, about, so my dad died when I was 13. My mom ran off, you know, I kept on talking, and I wrapped it up. But look at me, I came out like a rose. And he goes, well, why don't we just write that? And I thought, well, there's an idea. So we did, and that was, you know, that was the first song I ever wrote with Gap, and honored enough to write several with him. So, you know, when it came time to make this record, Vince asked for a CD of songs that I'd written with Guy Clark, because he's obsessed with Guy Clark too. And he heard Like a Rose, and he was like, why aren't we cutting this? And I thought, oh my gosh, I almost had forgotten about it. It had been so long ago, and it definitely was obvious it should be the title track as well.
Well, it's an absolutely brilliant song and a great way to kick off such a fantastic album. It's really important that everyone gets their hands on it. You can download it from iTunes. There'll be a review and some links on the Real Country website, realcountrymix.com. But in the meantime, thank you so much, Ashley Munro.
Thank you.
And here is the song that we've been talking about, Like a Rose.
Still bouncing back, heaven only knows how I came out like a rose. Ran off with what's his name when I turned 18. It got me out of North Dakota, but it did not change a thing. I left it in the yard, all covered up with snow. I came out like a rose, sitting in this diner with a coffee in my hand, waiting on a bus to some promised land. Well, I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes, and I came out. Hard road, and I came out like a rose. Sitting in this diner with a coffee in my hand, waiting on a bus to some promised land. Well, I got a one-way ticket as far as it goes, and I came out like a rose. while to get here. It's been a long, hard road, and I came out like a rose.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.